Can I please ask you to take your seats?
What is your last name?
Good morning. Good morning, welcome to the second session this morning. I'm Richard Simmons, I'm Chief Executive of the Commission for Architecture and the Built Environment, which is the UK government's advisor on architecture, urban design and public space. And we're going to be talking about London 2012, the Olympics developed in East London. In a minute we're going to hear from some people who are involved in the master planning and development of the project. I think it's worth saying at the start that this project is still quite contingent. In that the people that we are going to hear from have been very much engaged in the early master planning of the process, but at the moment a procurement process is going on to select the people who will actually do the detailed design and detailed master planning for the project. In the rather peculiar public sector procurement environment we have these days, the fact that you came up with a concept doesn't necessarily mean that you get to design the whole thing. And we've got some people here as well, including Joanna Averley, who is actually involved in that process right at the moment. I was standing with a group of CABE's commissioners, who are very serious folk, people like Nicholas Sirota and Paul Finch, in front of a television when the announcement was made that we had won the Olympics. And I think it's fair to say we all went wild. And then, of course, in London now, you can't really talk about that without talking about what happened the following day, on the 7th of July, when our transport system was brought to a halt by terrorist bombs. And it was awful for me because in a previous life, I'd been somewhat involved in the development of the emergency plan for London, to see it rolling into action on the 7th of July from the top floor of our offices, which in those days were on the 16th floor at Waterloo. And what was firstly remarkable was the way in which the city did respond that day and the way in which everything actually was dealt with, the way in which it works, despite the horror and the shock. But then the second thing that was really interesting was when the next round of attacks happened on the Tube, the resilience of London. The fact that, for example, I was travelling around London at the time and things went on working and people took it in their stride. And I think that gives us great hope for a project as complex and difficult as the Olympics, because London is a very big city and it absorbs stuff like this and deals with it. We have a great spirit, and until 2012, that will be the Olympic spirit. And for many of us, the question is, will that spirit continue after 2012? Will there be a legacy that will be left for London that will be as vital as the Olympics themselves? The Lee Valley, which I know very well because I have been inflicting regeneration on East London for a long part of my career, is, if not a lost part of London, certainly one that many Londoners don't know well. It's bypassed really largely, even by the London Docklands Development Corporation, except for a very small part of it in the south. East London has a very necessary role in the London economy in providing homes that are affordable for many people where they would not be affordable elsewhere. But there's been a long process going on since the 1980s now, which Juan Clos described as happening in Barcelona as well, another Olympic city, at the Mayor's Conference on Friday. The tendency to try and draw the affluence of the city to the east against its natural inclination. So questions that we need to ask for London are, firstly, can we build it on time, given the processes we have to go through? Secondly, are we robust enough to take it? And thirdly, can we make it a place, a part of the city, something which will leave a legacy well beyond London's expectations for the Olympics themselves? And if we do that, what will be the impact on local communities? Will they still be able to live in affordable homes in that area? And finally, before I invite the first speaker, East London has been a place where things have been done to the people and done to the place for a very long time, beginning with the great docks, the gasworks, the sewage works, and the railway works of the 19th century. Obviously, the Blitz and the bombings that took place. Although I worked for it, London Docklands Development Corporation was very much about doing things to East London rather than with East London, I think. Even the Church of England in the 19th century built a whole series of churches because they felt they had to go out there and evangelise the poor people of East London. So is the Olympics another part of that process, another role of the steamroller over East London? Or is it going to be something which local people will feel is really something for them? I'm going to ask Alejandro Zaire Polo of Foreign Office Architects, who's one of the people who's currently engaged in this process, to talk to us a bit about identity and design and how we can actually try and make an Olympics that will fit into the community.